Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
People have told stories of the strange and supernatural for centuries. Tales of the restless dead return to haunt the living. Whispers of damned souls doing the devil's bidding on earth. Rumors of inhuman things that still hunt the old forests, untouched by the glare of modern life. There may be more to these stories than you could ever imagine. Join us tonight as we delve into the deeper truth inside these mysteries.
Hello there, welcome to Bizarre Tales. This week, ladies and gentlemen, we are moving on to our third county. Now, we have had a bit of feedback from some of you guys, which is fantastic. And the more feedback we get in regards to these particular episodes is always good. So any more feedback that you want to throw our way, please feel free, because we always enjoy listening to it. Or reading it, depending on how you send us the feedback. This week, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about the only city in the UK that is also a county. So we do have a few counties in the UK, in England, that have the name of the city in them. For example, London is Greater London, and Manchester is Greater Manchester. But the county of Bristol is very unique. Bristol is the name of a city, and the county of Bristol is essentially Bristol and surrounding suburbs. And it is not part of its own county, it is its own county. Bristol is very, very unique in that sense. Now, the advantage with doing Bristol, it is quite a nice area, but it is very, very small. So you would think that with it being a small county, that ghost stories would probably not be very common. Bristol is an extremely old city and is famous for smuggling, piracy, and slavery. So there has a very, very dark history to Bristol as well. Now, Bristol in particular is what we call a ceremonial county. Okay, it is situated on the River Avon, and it borders other counties. It borders two other counties, which are Gloucestershire and Somerset. Okay, so it is right on the coast, and it only has two counties that border it, one north and one south. Bristol is the most populous city, or the most populated city, in southwest England. And Bristol is the 11th most popular urban area in the United Kingdom. It is steeped in history, okay? Bristol was the starting place for early voyages of exploration to the New World. A ship out of Bristol in 1497 became the first European to land on North mainland America. In 1499, William Weston, a Bristol merchant, was the first Englishman to lead an exploration to North America at the height of the Bristol slave trade from 1700 to 1807. More than 2,000 slave ships carried an estimated 500,000 people from Africa to the Americas. So, like I said, Bristol does have quite a dark history, or at least a checkered past. It is a town that was built on the slave trade. It was built with that money that it created from the slave trade. And being a seaside or a port town, it was very easy to access the slave trade route. Now, the first place we're going to talk about in Bristol is a place called the Old Vic. Okay, now the Bristol Old Vic is one of the oldest continually operating theatres in the world. This historic theatre has had different faces and names throughout its history and has been known at different times as King Street Theatre, the Bristol Theatre, and the Theatre Royal. It has very interesting stories as well. Now, the construction of the Bristol Vic began in November 1764 and was completed 2 years later in 1766. The structure was funded by 50 local citizens who were rewarded with a silver ticket that granted them the right to see all performances in the theatre for the rest of their lives for free. The theatre opened its doors to the public in May 1766, but it had some issues. First things first, to minimise public attention, it did not have any doors to open, and instead, people had to knock. Now, this is a bit strange, but this is how it worked. Secondly, it was hidden from public view simply because it lacked the required royal patent for public performance of plays, and hence any production had to be disguised as a concert, not a play. Now, in 1977, the haunted Old Bristol Vic was rewarded a royal patent and reopened on November the 30th, 1778. Sorry, I said 19 again. As the Royal Theatre. As a legal playhouse, actors could freely perform without any fear of arrest. Now that sounds really strange, but in the 1700s, if you were an actor and you were playing a role at a non-royal performance hall, you could be arrested, which is a very, very strange thing indeed. There was no amateur drama. In the 1980s, the theatre was famous for its artistic work, but unfortunately it failed financially and was threatened to be closed. In 2007, the public concern for the survival of the theatre led to the formation of a new board of trustees, which oversaw an extensive £19.26 million redevelopment. And here we are today. So there's a bit of background on the theatre. Well, why is it haunted? It is known as the Haunted Old Vic. It's linked to lots of paranormal activities, such as unexplained smells, sudden cold spots, and the feelings of people walking behind you. There are said to be at least three ghosts haunting the Bristol Old Vic. One of the most beautiful theatres in England is haunted by a lady in black, who is believed to be Sarah Macready. Originally an actress, Sarah fell in love with William Charles Macready, who once ran the Bristol Old Vic. And as fate would have it, they got married. When William died, Sarah became a pillar of the theatre and kept it going through difficult times, to the extent of paying actors from her own pocket. It is now said to be common to see her ghost keeping an eye on the theatre to make sure that it doesn't suffer from bankruptcy. An architect by the name of Andrzej Boleński said that Sarah's ghost appeared to him as he climbed the back stairs one afternoon. She wore a white, long dress with black hair and a pretty face. As soon as he tried talking to her, she vanished. In the 1980s, a patrol guard smelled a strong perfume in the air, and shortly after, an Alsatian dog started barking beside him. Also, the guard heard a woman's voice telling him to get out. He also felt her breath on his face. Sarah was an incredible lady who worked in the Bristol Vic 7 days a week, and her ghost shows that she holds the theatre dearly in her heart and wants nothing for it but the best. But Sarah Macready is not the only haunting in the Bristol Old Vic. It is believed to be haunted by yet another actress with the name of Sarah. Sarah Siddons, according to research, her ghost resides in the Old Vic. Now, Siddons' boyfriend apparently hung himself in the Bristol Old Vic, and therefore her ghost is still there mourning his death. The theatre is also believed to be haunted by a spirit of a young man named Richard, who died in an accident in the line of duty in the theatre. He is said to turn lights on and off and move items backstage. The Grade 1 listed Vic is the oldest theatre that is continuously operational in the UK. The theatre has a strong spirit of people who pass through it, and most importantly, it has some eerie secrets to spill. The next place we're going to talk about is the Dower House, Stoke Park. Now, anyone travelling the M32 in Bristol will have noticed the Dower House at Stoke Park. Its tall walls and peculiar yellow facade looming over the motorway, looking a bit like the hotel in The Shining. Its unmistakable presence never fails to evoke the sense of mystery and what is going on in this house. The name is a clue to the strange building's history. The Dower House traditionally means home of a wealthy widow, once belonging to the family of the Dukes of Beaufort. There stands an obelisk in monument to one of the Duke's 17-year-old daughters, Elizabeth Somerset, who died in 1760 when she fell from her horse in the house grounds, breaking her neck. To this day, many visitors report hearing the sounds of hooves approaching when walking in the estate, which might not be too troubling if it wasn't for the fact that no horses have been allowed in Stoke Park for hundreds of years. Some even claim to have crossed paths with the wandering figure of a ghostly young girl. If this isn't spooky enough, throughout the 20th century, the property was used as a mental hospital. Though the institution closed its doors in 1988 and the building has since been converted into 12 flats, who wouldn't want to live in a house that's been both haunted and right next to a motorway? The next place we're talking about in Bristol is a cinema, very similar to the cinema we heard in the Bedfordshire episode. This is an Odeon cinema on Union Street and is one of the most famous haunted cinemas in the UK. Hauntings and old things often go hand in hand. So why don't we talk about Bristol's oldest unsolved murder in Bristol's oldest cinema, serving up a healthy dollop of local legacy. Here, the local legend, during a 1946 screening of Rudyard Kipling, The Light That Failed, five gunshots rang out in the Theatre 3 of the Union Street Odeon. No heads turned and nobody in the audience was alarmed. They believed the shots were part of the film. But later, the cinema manager, Robert Parrington Jackson, was found dead, lying on the floor of his office with a gunshot wound to his head and no weapon in sight. The shots in the film had disguised the sound of the real murder. The scene could have looked like an attempted robbery, though nothing had been stolen from the victim or even touched. The keys to the office safe, into which the cinema manager had recently deposited his life savings, were still in his pocket. Speculations were wild and police followed leads to a suspected jealous lover, but the case remains cold nearly 50 years later. When a son of a man known as William, or Billy the Fish Fisher, turned up at the Cardiff police station in a state of distress with a report of his father's deathbed confession. Billy the Fish, a petty thief from Wales, had admitted to the killing of Robert Parrington Jackson, but the case remains officially unsolved, and the ghost of Mr. Jackson is said to haunt the cinema, although, very strangely, he only appears to women. Maybe it was because he died during a romantic film. We will never know what happened that night, but what we do know is the Odeon on Union Street is definitely not somewhere you would like to be alone. Clifton Suspension Bridge. Now, this is a strange one. We're talking about a bridge. Many people know this famous landmark was designed by one of Bristol's best-known historical figures, Isambard Kingdom Brunel. Fewer know, however, that the engineer never lived to see the completion of his most famous and grand project. His distinctive top-hatted figure is said to walk the nearby paths of Lee Woods and stand at a viewpoint over the gorge as if overseeing the construction of this impressive suspension bridge. And if that wasn't enough to make the list over the years, the bridge has been a city hotspot for suicides. Sadly, many have chosen to end their lives by jumping from the towering bridge into the shallow river valley that runs beneath the gorge. Because of this, there are signs up around the bridge urging those in distress to call charities such as the Samaritans for help before making that irreversible leap to their doom. On more than a few occasions, people from Bristol travelling across the bridge have reported seeing glimpses of dark silhouettes near that fateful drop, and the ghost of a young man dressed in modern clothing has been seen many times hurrying through Lee Woods in the direction of the bridge, potentially to save someone's life. Now, Bristol being a port town or a dock town, where would this be without talking about Bristol docks? Another one of Isambard Brunel's projects, this well-known tourist attraction is said to be riddled with ghosts. This is the SS Great Britain, which is moored at Bristol docks. Perhaps the most popular of all these spirits is Captain John Gray. Legend has it that he committed suicide by leaping from his cabin window, and his hobnail boots can still sometimes be heard scraping and banging on the wooden floors as he stomps up and down the decks. From its grand beginnings, the ship has a varied history, steering off course not long after its launch in 1843, the boat became stranded and was abandoned by its crew. Due to the massive cost of building and maintaining the spectacular vessel, this maritime misfortune puts its owners out of business. It was later recovered and travelled the world on all kinds of different jobs and journeys, from Britain to New York to the Falkland Islands, and as far as Alaska and Australia, picking up spooky stories on the way. Now moored for good at the same Bristol dock where it was first built, the boat receives 150,000 visitors a year, some of whom are lucky enough to meet its ghostly inhabitants. Sightings include a sailor who is rumoured to have fatally fallen from the rigging in the boat's working days, and Mrs. Cohen, a young bride who died on board the ship just weeks after her wedding. In 2005, a whole group of workers claimed to have seen a mysterious woman walking the promenade deck just a few days before the ship's public relaunch. The presence of these spirits are so strong that Most Haunted said this ship is one of the top five most haunted places they have ever been. Now, I'm going to just interject a little bit here, because I think when we're talking about most haunted, most of us know that realistically they're not really worth the TV that they're written on. But the fact that they have come out and said it's one of the top five places they've ever been, I believe that's got to be something quite important. Like I said, with most haunted, I tend to take what they say with a pinch of salt. So I just thought I'd interject that. Well, the next place we're going to visit is a pub. Now, pubs tend to be, you know, quite famous for ghost stories, and this one is called the Llandoger Trow. Okay, or the Llandoger Trow. It's Welsh. Bristol borders Wales, for those of you who don't know. So that's why it's Llan, which is LL. It's a strange name. But then the Welsh have a strange accent. This pub is named after another boat. This 17th century drinking den, which has been called Bristol's oldest pub, has no less than 15 ghosts. And if that isn't impressive enough, the pub's pirating past is said to have inspired two classic adventure novels. They are Robert Louis Stevenson's Treasure Island and Daniel Defoe's Robinson Crusoe. More recently, its supernatural intrigue has brought the old tavern TV fame when it appeared on Sky's Most Haunted Live back in 2007, who made the claim that there are more than 15 ghosts in the premises. Little documentation is available about these characters, though better known is the ghost of Little Pierre, a young boy with an injured leg who can be heard limping noisily up the stairs to the rooms above the pub. So famous is the Llandoger Trow for its hauntings that many attempts have been made to catch Pierre in the act, and regular ghost hunters travel from far and wide with all kinds of monitoring equipment. Surprisingly, some of these attempts have been successful. There supposedly exists video evidence of the sound of the footsteps of poor little Pierre dragging his damaged limb up the floor. Other ghostly figures have actually been spotted on CCTV and caught physically by the staff. Late one night, two figures were spotted in the Jacobean room at the front of the pub. Staff went to ask them to move on, to find that the figures had vanished. Another one of Bristol's oldest buildings is that of the Arnos Manor Hotel. Arnos Manor Hotel was originally a large private home, complete with its own chapel, that was run by nuns from a local school. Legend has it that one of the nuns fell pregnant and took her own life, and the other nuns bricked her up in a wall to try and keep the scandal under wraps. The hotel was damaged by a bomb during the Second World War, and when repair works got underway, the nun's skeleton was reportedly discovered and removed by workmen. There have been multiple reports of a figure in brown at the hotel, and some people are said to have heard a soft female voice weeping and crying and calling them by name. Most of the activity has been reported in room 160. Just down the road is Arnos Vale Cemetery. Two female figures supposedly haunt the cemetery, and many people who have visited report feeling an overwhelming sense of sadness. A black female figure is said to have been spotted crying over the death of her husband, who was killed in World War I. Another female figure has been reported at the cemetery crying and panicked after supposedly being buried alive. So these are some of the stories from Bristol. For those of you who don't know, Bristol is a very, very haunted city. If you haven't worked that out already, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Next week, we have got the county of Buckinghamshire. Now, with this county, there will be our first listener story to add to these. So for those of you who are interested and do know of some stories in your area, you need to get them out to us. We can put your stories into this podcast. Now next week, we are, like I said, we're covering Buckinghamshire. Now the stories will be coming from a pub. Now this is a pub that I actually know very, very well. It was my auntie and uncle's pub. They used to work and own this pub. So there are stories that come out of this. So I do know the listeners. So they are coming from family members. But had I not have known this pub would not be covered in the Buckinghamshire episode. So for those of you who do know some stories, they don't have to be the most famous ones in your town. Any stories that you know can come onto the episode. We will get through all of the counties. I know there's a lot, guys. And I know especially the ones of you who are there going, well, I live in West Sussex or I live in Yorkshire. You know you're going to be waiting a little bit. So I understand that you might not want to get those episodes or get those things in now, but if you do get them in as soon as possible to us, we can get them prepared and we can get people ready. You know, the more we get in, the more chance we're going to get more. Now, so it sounds really silly, but the fact that I'm telling you guys now that we have a listener coming onto the show, I would suggest that we will probably find that there'll be a response to this and we'll get a couple more people just sending in their clips or their voice clips of certain hauntings that have happened in their village or at a building that they know. So the more people that do it, the more likely more people are going to do it. And we want this podcast to be inclusive of everyone. We want you all to get involved, even if you're not from England. You know, maybe you've visited England and you know a story, or you've been on a ghost tour. You know, there are ghost tours all over England. Bristol, for example, has its own ghost tour. London has its own ghost tour. York, the city of York, has its own ghost tour. Maybe you know a story that you've heard passed down through generations. Anything that you know can always go onto our show. We want this to be inclusive for everybody. So I hope you have enjoyed this episode. I know you've probably noticed the absence of Lee this week. That is because I am working in a different area to him, and unfortunately he is not able to get to his microphone this week. So you have to deal with my silky tones and not his annoying northern voice. So I'm not going to apologise that you've had to listen to my voice, because let's be honest, guys, it's a lot more appealing, isn't it? And you can all agree with me, and just put a little note on the group. If you're on the Facebook group, just say, yeah, Dan does sound a little bit better. We can't always understand you, because I like to have little digs, because he's a northerner. This is a little north-south divide that does exist in this country that people don't know too much about. But that is a few stories from Bristol. For those of you who want to hear a little bit more about Bristol, you will have to join our Patreon, because there will be a handful of extra stories going on to the Patreon episode. So this is going to happen with every single county, by the way, guys. Every county that we do, you'll get a 20 minute to half an hour episode, and the last 10 or 15 minutes, which are normally smaller stories, but quite a lot of them in quick succession, they will be going onto Patreon. So if you are really, really enjoying these hauntings, getting yourselves onto Patreon is the best way to deal with that. You can get on there, you can listen to those extra stories, and also it puts a little bit of money into our pocket and makes us so happy. The more Patreon members we get, the happier we are. We have had a new Patreon member. Unfortunately, Lee does own that account, so I don't know the name of said person. I know someone, he's told me someone has signed up, so we will give you guys a shout out next week. So just be aware, you know, we always like to give a little shout out to everyone who joins us on Patreon. We do have Apple subscription that does exactly the same as Patreon, but it's for those of you who are on Apple. The only downside to that is we don't know who's on Apple subscription. It doesn't tell us. So if you are on Apple subscription and you have joined on there, just drop us a message. Drop us a message on the Facebook group. You can find me, you can find Lee. Failing that, supernaturalpod@gmail.com. You can just drop us an email and just say, I'm one of your Apple subscriptions. We'll send you a nice message back and we'll give you a little shout out on the group. So thank you very much for listening, guys, and we shall see you on the other side.
Well, they've gone.
No, just for now. It wasn't the right time for us to meet. But there'll be other nights, other stars for us to watch. They'll be back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.